Underneath the frozen earth at Hyde Park today, a great man had a birthday. And the little path that leads down to his grave was narrow and cold. On earth, this man walked a path that was wide and warm. Whole nations were lined up on either side, and they felt the warmth. And so did lots of us little people. I, for one, thought the world of this man. I think he was a magnificent human being. I suppose he had his share of human weakness, but he sure had more than his share of human strength. What I admired most about him was the way he had of making every American feel welcome here. Yes, it's his birthday today, and I only wish he could be with us tonight to kind of ask you to chip into the March of Dimes, his own personal cause. But then I know you'll get in there and pitch anyway, because when it comes to protecting a little tot from infantile paralysis, the great crippler, you probably feel as strongly as FDR did. So, neighbors, I wonder if you wouldn't mind so much tonight if we sing Mr. Roosevelt's favorite song. Axel?
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range where the deer and the antelope.